Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Charlie Monroe, who's president and chairman of Card Monroe Company. How you doing, Charlie?
I am doing very well, Kemp. Hope you are today.
I am very well. Hey, I wanted to talk to you. You've just recently published a book, which I read a couple weeks ago. I found it very interesting. It's called Tufting Legacies. There's a lot of people that listen to our show here that I think would be interested in this book. And it talks about, there's actually three gentlemen that are related to you that are hugely instrumental in the development, probably one of the reasons that the carpet industry is in Dalton, I would go so far as to say. It's Uncle Joe or Joe Cobble and Lewis and Roy Card, who are the three people who are probably most instrumental in the development of the tufting equipment. And this book just recently came out, right?
That is right. It's been a four-year project, but has just recently come off the press. And we've had a lot of fun with it. It's been a major task to get it done, for sure. We're really glad to have this history recorded. You know, there's a handful of books about the carpet industry, from a carpet mill perspective, but there is nothing in writing regarding the tufting machine, which is really the backbone of the tufting industry. A lot of the progress that has taken place comes from raw material development, but also from the tufting machine development and its capabilities.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing because these guys really didn't have any formal technical training. It was kind of along the lines of the apprenticeship. They got a lot of their initial knowledge, textile knowledge, working in the sock industry down in Alabama. And then two brothers, Joe and Albert, started this Cobble Brothers, which was basically a company that was started to take a Singer sewing machine and turn it into a bedspread tufting machine to speed up what had been a cottage industry and make that run faster back in 37. And then about in the 50s or so, they started focusing on making carpet tufting equipment. And again, I think it's probably one of the reasons that we have the carpet industry right here, because that's where the technology was. But prior to that point, carpet had been woven, and tufting, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's about five times faster, and with all the innovations that have been developed by these guys, it's almost the same look, right?
Well, the significance of the tufting machine, Kemp, I would say, is that in 1950, 90% of all the carpet made worldwide was woven on the loom,
right.
And then the tufting machine was developed to become a credible process, the tufting process. And today, I'd say 90 to 95% of the carpet made worldwide is made by the tufting process. So that's a significant part. I know in early 50s, if you had carpet in one room of your home, you were either middle class or higher, and it was probably your living room, and nobody was allowed to go in there. Then the tufting machine came along, and it became the floor covering of choice, and it made it affordable for the common man. So that's the good part about the tufting machine.
Yeah, probably one of the reasons that we're not seeing issues with carpet and China, because when you start thinking about the carpet manufacturing process, there's very little labor involved, which is what gives China an advantage. And it's because of these innovations around tufting and the fact that this invention, again, made the process five times faster than weaving. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, and the market in America is very large, and there are economics to having, you know, economies of scale, to having larger operations that can run faster and that kind of thing. And one of the few textiles that are still being made, you know, 95% in North America, and also of all the textile equipment, most of it's made offshore today except for the tufting machine, which a large part of the market serviced worldwide is serviced right here from Chattanooga, actually.
You know, Charlie, what they say about leaders are good storytellers, and one of the neat things about this book is it's got a story to it. I enjoyed it. What happened was this Joe and Albert, as we mentioned earlier, had started Cobble Brothers. Albert kind of stepped away from the business. Joe was in charge, and then his nephew, Lewis, was down in the sock business. He came up and stayed lived in the same apartment with his uncle, started working for him. His younger brother, 6 years younger, Roy, came along later, and so Lewis and Roy Card were instrumental in developing this whole process. Joe kind of stepped away at that point a little bit, didn't he?
He did. Once Lewis, and let me say Lewis, got on the train the next day after he graduated from high school to come to live with his uncle, Joe Cobble, and came to Chattanooga and began working at a very young man, you know, 23, 24 years of age.
Right.
Joe says, you take it, I'm going to go back to my first love, which was the hosiery business.
Yeah.
And so really, the young Lewis took it from there. And then a few years later after that, of course, Roy, his younger brother, had just gotten out of the service, had applied to go to work at DuPont, fiber company here in Chattanooga, and even though he'd been in the service, they rejected him on a medical basis. And so Lewis calls him up one day and says, Roy, come over here to Cobble Brothers. We'll find something for you to do. The two of them have made through the years just a tremendous team and developed much of the tufting technology that we know today.
Yeah, and one of the neat parts of the story is that as they went along and built up this business, people came, bigger companies came along and were interested, and they'd buy them. And, you know, like Singer came and bought Cobble Brothers. They were so entrepreneurial, they didn't like working in some corporate environment, so they'd go off and then they'd start another company. And that's one of the reasons that these guys weave through all of the major tufting companies. You know, Cobble Brothers is still in existence today in Europe. You know, after they, you know, sold to Singer and left, they started Tufco, and then, you know, based on a situation where Tufco was that either a public offering or bought out, then they eventually started Carb Monroe. Is that right?
That is right. You know, and I'll have to say that the state tax concerns were a big part of that as well. Joe Cobble had estate tax concerns, and he and Cobble came, Singer came along, and they decided to sell there. And then Lewis Card, in like 75, had one of the first triple bypasses in the United States, was concerned about his health. He's still living at 90 years plus today.
Yeah.
But at that point in time, he was, you know, again, had estate tax concerns, and so they decided to sell Tufco back in the mid-70s.
Yeah, and the way you tie into this, I mean, family-wise, is you actually married a Card, right?
I married Renee Card. That's Roy Card's daughter.
And he's still alive today, right?
He is. He's 80. His older brother, Lewis, is 90.
Mm-hmm.
They're still on the board of directors of Card Monroe Corporation, CMC, and just as bright today as they've ever been.
And your partner in this business is Lewis's son, Lewis Jr., right?
That is right.
Mm-hmm.
Louis would, I say he's my cousin-in-law.
Yeah.
And Louis and I began back in 81 here at CMC.
Okay, great. Now, we're about to run out of time, but people who are interested in reading this book, where can they find it?
Well, you can find it on Amazon.com, but if you are a carpet manufacturer, if you're one of our customers, we'd love to give you a complimentary copy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could drop us a line at sales@cardmonroe.com, that's CardMonroe.com, we'd be happy to mail you out a copy, or if you're local, we'll even deliver one to you.
Like I say, it's a very interesting read. I read it on an airplane, so it doesn't take very long to read, a couple hundred pages. Very interesting book, and I appreciate you talking with us about it. Again, we've been talking to Charlie Monroe, who's the president and chairman of CMC Corporation, about the book Tufting Legacies. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.